December 7, Messiah for the Magi. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews?" Matthew 2, 1 and 2. Unlike Luke, Matthew does not tell us about the shepherds coming to visit Jesus in the stable. His focus is immediately on foreigners, Gentiles, non-Jews, coming from the east to worship Jesus. So Matthew portrays Jesus at the beginning and ending of his gospel as a universal Messiah for all the nations, not just Jews. Here, the first worshipers are court magicians or astrologers or wise men, not from Israel, but from the east. Perhaps from Babylon. They were Gentiles, unclean, according to the Old Testament ceremonial laws. And at the end of Matthew, the last words of Jesus are, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." Matthew 28, 18 and 19. This not only opened the door for us Gentiles to rejoice in the Messiah, it added proof that he was the Messiah, because one of the repeated prophecies was that the nations and the kings would in fact come to him as the ruler of the world. For example, Isaiah 63, "Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising." So, Matthew adds proof to the Messiahship of Jesus and shows that he is a Messiah, a king, and a promise fulfiller for all the nations, not just Israel.